Okay, we're on the Gemara on Chof Gimel Amud Aleph. Tana Rabbanon. Kol Hanesuos Lechuhuna. Any woman that will be married to her Kohen, Minchoseyem Nisrafos. Their Mincha would have to be burnt. Ketzad, what is the case? Kohenes, a woman born to a Kohen family, Leviah, a woman born to a Leviah family, Bisroelis, Shenis Ace Le Kohen, in the event she got married to a Kohen, and she needs to bring a Mincha, Ein Minchasa Ne'echeles, her Mincha is not eaten as it would have been before she was married, Mipnei, because Sheyesh Loi Chelek Ba, because there is, lo, to him, means to the Kohen, a portion in it, because the Kohen provides the money. And the rule is that a Kohen's mincha is totally burnt. So you can't eat it. Oh, the Eina Oile Kolil, and it's not totally burnt in one shot, which would be what you do for a Kohen's mincha. Mipnei Sheyesh La, because there is in this mincha, to her, La, right, Chelek Ba, meaning part of it is for her kapara, so therefore it's defined by her, and normally you would eat it, right? So that prevents you from burning it all. So what do you do? Ella, a koimet koriv ba'atzmo. So you do a kemitza in order to satisfy the part for the woman. V'shirayim kerevim ba'atzman. And then you also sacrifice the remnants to satisfy the Kohen. Right? So therefore you've basically claimed that it's all burnt. End of Brisa. So the Gemara asks a question though. Ikri kan, I will read to you or quote to you the following prohibition. Kol shehu mimenu le'ishim. It means anything that was from it. So this is a play word of the Pasuk. That part of it, le'ishim. Le'ishim means to the fires of the Mizbeach. That means you'd already put part of it on the Mizbeach. Now, it's subject to harehu. It's baal taktiru. It's with baal means don't, right? Baal taktiru, do not burn any more of it. You're not allowed to burn the remnants. So over here, yeah, in order to satisfy the Kohen part, you're burning the leftovers, but you're not allowed to do that. So that's a problem. So answer the Gemara, Amar Yehuda braid the Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Damasik, that he takes it up, or he lights it, lahu, so the remnants, right, for the latter part, lashum, for the sake of eitzim, for the sake of fuel, firewood, meaning you're not doing as a korban, right? You have in mind that if it's really defined by her, and this bit shouldn't be burnt, and it should be like eaten or something, therefore we'll have a kavanah that it's not sacrificing it, we're burning it as fuel. Rabbi Eleza, the Tanya, we've got a brisa. Rabbi Eleza Omer, with regards to burning things on the Mizbeach that you're not supposed to, the Reach Nichoyach, if it's doing it for the sake of bringing a Reach Nichoyach to Hashem, you are prohibited to bring it from the Mizbeach. But aval ato maleu, but you can bring it up on the Mizbeach. Lashum eitzim, for the sake of wood. Right, so therefore, if you've got something that is problematic to re-burn on the Mizbeach, or to burn, right, carry and burn another part of it, you have the kumana that it's for eitzim. So says the Gemara, Hanichal Rabbi Eleza, that's fine according to Rabbi Eleza, the Isli High Sfora, that is to him this aforementioned svara, but we know this is a point of dispute. El Rabbanan, according to the Rabbanan, delays lahu high svara, that they do not agree with this. They say we can't just say you avoid the prohibition by having an intent that it's really not for the sake of Hashem and it's rather relate to it as wood. They don't believe in such a thing. My ikel lemeimo, what is going to be the solution in our case? Because if you're going to burn the remnants on top of the Mizbeach, yeah, you're going to be, in order to satisfy the requirement of the Kohen, you're going to be over the Issa of Kol Shimenu Le'ishim, right? Anything that you've already burnt part of it, you're prohibited to burn any Arehu Babal Taktiru. So, answer the Gemara, to Abdullahu Karebi Elezer Rebbe Shimon. They do like Rebbe Elezer Rebbe Shimon. The time you've got a brisa. So this is talking about minchas choita of a kohen, right? And there's a whole machlokis about what you do with the minchas choita of a kohen. So Rebbe Elezer, Rebbe Shimon Oimer, a koimate korib ba'atzmo. You bring a koimate like a mincha of Yisrael, because it says kamincha, right? So which means kamincha of Yisrael. But the problem, but you can't eat it because it's a kohen. So what do you do with the remnants? So we'll tell you, no, it's got a chat. A shurayim mispazrim al beis adeshin. So the rest of the remnants, you don't put it, burn it on the mizbeach, because that's a problem. Ella, you burn them, you scatter them and burn them on the place where you put the ashes by the side of the mizbeach, and therefore you do not go over the prohibition over there. The feel the rabbanon, even the rabbanon, right, who argue with Rebbe Elazar and Rebbe Shimon over there with regards to what to do with this minchas choita, lo pligia lady Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon. Ella, the only argument minchas choita, shel kohenim, of kohenim, because over there, right, they learn that it says that it's kemincha of a kohen, and the whole thing, you've got to burn the whole thing on the mizbeach. So they hold that, by definition, the mitzvah is to burn the whole thing at once on the mizbeach. The basakrobahi, because there, over there, you have to, that's what you're supposed to do. A vial baha, but in this case, where you've got this, basically, the conflict of this mincha that's basically has part kohen, part Israelis, right, and you're kind of stuck. Baha, in this case, afilu rabbanon moida, the rabbanon would agree that you would do the eitzah of Rebbe Elazar and Rebbe Shimon, and you would take the latter part, the shirayim, and burn them on the base of deshan.